everyone, and thanks for joining us for another episode of Lit Radio Podcast. I'm your host for today, Teja Ucirgieva, and in today's episode, we will be speaking with Lucas Michel about his business, which has been running successfully for 20 years, about why good management is essential for the success of every business, and we will also speak about his two latest books, Diagnostic Mentoring and Management Design, now published in its third edition. Lucas Michel is the owner of Agility Insights AG and CEO of the AgilityInsights.net, a global network of experienced business mentors. Over the course of his 40-year career, he has worked with executive teams around the world, focusing on management and agility for a diverse range of local, national, and global organizations. Lucas is the author of The Performance Triangle, Management Design, People-Centric Management, and Diagnostic Mentoring. Could you please tell us more about your company, Agility Insights, and how you started it, and how did you manage to run it successfully for 20 years?
Yeah, Agility Insights started 20 years ago with the idea of a client CEO that found it would be great to have some sort of an assessment tool that would help him better understand and manage what we call the intangible assets or elements that drive performance in a company. And everybody that knows me, I need very little motivation to get something going here. Essentially, that initiated the development of our diagnostic tool and the mentoring approach. Luckily, one of our first clients was the World Economic Forum, where we were able to apply an early version of our diagnostic tool to help the leadership team cope with the growth of its business. Then other large and small clients followed. That made it possible to further develop the diagnostic. I had to make a deliberate choice early on not to involve any other investors in financing the company. So any kind of investment had to follow the income from our work with clients. Of course, as you can imagine, that's not the fast approach. That's actually the slow approach. Okay. That worked because Agility Insights has no employees. We are purely digital and super lean. I can operate the company and serve our partners from anywhere in the world. I only need my laptop. Our clients work with our network of 40 certified partners that are located around the world. More than that, Agility Insights with its diagnostic mentoring service is fully scalable. We can easily grow without adding cost, and that made it possible to continuously invest as of today eventually here. And here we are. It's unbelievable. It's 20 years since. It all went by so fast. Today, I think I can say that the diagnostic is unparalleled in the market and the mentoring is viewed as the alternative to traditional consulting. That's, I think, who we are. That's where we are today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. As you mentioned, you're celebrating the 20-year anniversary of the company next year in 2022. And you've been mentoring many business leaders throughout all those years. So can you share with us some of your clients' success stories?
Mm-hmm. As you can imagine, what we measure, which is management, performance, agility, resilience, speed, is of very high interest to investors. Okay. This is indicative for future success of organizations and the leadership team. That's why I cannot talk about clients and client names and their diagnostic results. However, what I can share is the kind of projects, the kind of work we were involved with diagnostic mentoring. For example, expedited the introduction of a new CEO that offered utmost clarity in what he needed to get done within 10 days. So it's expediting the introduction of new CEOs. We facilitated the acquisition and merger integration of a company by helping them to understand their own capabilities with the diagnostic tool. We set the stage for large-scale transformation program in a multinational corporation by helping them to understand where they start from. Okay. We distilled a few factors that turned a research department into agile. We offered benchmarks for hotels to compare themselves with each other based on agile maturity. We established a new strategy to develop agile capabilities throughout a manufacturing firm here. So these are the kind of things that our clients get out from working with us. It's a wide area of application, as you can see.
Yeah, absolutely. So what would be your top management tips for anyone who is starting their own business or for anyone who wants to grow their business?
You are asking me that. Okay. First of all, if you want to make fast money, don't do it our way. Okay. But if you are in for the long term, want personal fulfillment and a good life, then do it slowly and profoundly. It is the investment in time and attention, and it will return to you, but it's slow. So it's a choice that one has to make. And I think that's the most important choice every startup leader needs to make.
Yeah, absolutely agree with that. All right. So we recently published your two latest books, Diagnostic Mentoring and Management Insights, which was now published in its third edition. So let me ask you a few questions about those books. So in Diagnostic Mentoring, you say that every manager's primary job is to manage better. Why good management is essential for the success of a company or a brand?
Well, think of management as the art, the science, and craft of getting work done. That's not my definition. That's the definition by the scholar Henry Mintzberg. If that's so, then management touches everyone, everywhere, anytime. It starts from self-management to managing a corporation, to managing risks, to managing performance. It's all of that here. So you cannot get around it. I mean, it's with you every day. In today's fully disruptive and hyper-dynamic environment, management likely is one of the only competitive advantages left. Other advantages dissolve very fast through digitalization and new business models with entirely different economics here. So that's kind of the only thing that you can really hold on as a owner, as a manager. It's the quality and the aspects of good management here. Our research confirms that investments in better management definitely pays off. These companies have established agile, people-centric and dynamic capabilities that help them outperform others by a huge margin. And once developed, these capabilities permeate the entire organization, deeply embedded into the culture of the organization. And that's why they are a true competitive advantage that is hard to copy. And it cannot walk off the campus. It stays with the organization. And that's the reason why I argue that management is a true competitive advantage, and better management is what every manager should actually worry about.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the COVID-19 pandemic and how it's been affecting businesses, because in your book, Diagnostic Mentoring, you also mentioned how important crisis management is, especially in times of global pandemic like COVID-19. So what are the most important lessons every manager should learn from this pandemic and how they can make sure their businesses continue to thrive even in such unprecedented times?
Let me twist this in a slightly different way here, with the following here. Everyone can easily spot governments, public administrations, and businesses that have done well during the pandemic. Okay. They're kind of visible. We see them. Okay. We argue this country has done a very good job managing COVID-19. This means that administration somehow has done a good job. Okay. However, everyone can also spot those that have done a poor job in managing the pandemic. Again, we can spot them out, we can count them. Unfortunately, there are many of the poor ones around. And I would argue it's likely the first time failing management or faulty management becomes visible and known to wider public. So it's becoming a discussion, you know, they do it better than us. Why do they do it better? And so on here. I would argue that the sole distinction between successful and failing organization lies with the quality of their management, okay? Their rules, the routines, the tools, and the interaction mechanisms here. My way is simple. Better management is the answer. Diagnostic mentoring transforms the way we manage. It combines the latest science, the high art, and the good crafts of traditional management. So one recommendation is simply apply good management. As simple as that. Okay. One more thing here that I find very interesting. Governments and public administrations would do actually quite well employing those that have the experience in managing in disruptive contexts. Managers that have done it before, not lawyers, bureaucrats without any experience in management. In a crisis, you cannot afford first timers or ignorance. You need the best professionals around, and those are the managers, because that's what they do in their daily work here. So those are the two recommendations I will make. First of all, employ better management. And second is get managers to do that job and not administrators. Okay.
Right. Yeah, that's great tip. All right. So in your book, Management Design, which is a mentoring guide for executives who want to develop people-centric, agile, and dynamic capabilities within their organizations. So could you explain why those capabilities are essential for the success of the business? You already, we already touched on that in our discussion, but yeah, can we expand on it and why, so people can understand why those capabilities are really, really essential for every business?
See, the digitalization and the fast changes completely alter the nature of work. External challenges, that's the VUCA type stuff that we always talk about, and the distribution of knowledge require a complete rethink of traditional management. You cannot manage with an annual budget if your changes are monthly. It just doesn't make sense. This means that traditional control-based management cannot cope with these challenges. And that's why I argue that you need these three capabilities in an organization. People-centric management refers to the assumption that people per se are self-responsible, okay? That's history. That's almost philosophy. I mean, it's the church 300 years ago that separated from the state and essentially said, you know, people are self-responsible and not dependent on the decision of a church here. And still today, we discuss whether people are self-responsible to get work done. That's the assumption that people-centric management is making. People are self-responsible. They don't need traditional control to get work done. Now, with this, this allows management to decentralize, delegate authority to the client front. It makes companies fast. With this, the role of management is to support people rather than telling them what to do. And that's something completely different. That's a new role management has to adapt. Okay. Second is agile organization. Agile organization refers to the ability of an organization to anticipate change and to respond quickly to the changes as they arise. It's almost the opposite of change management that has failed so badly in the past 100 years. Agile builds in the capability of an organization to constantly adapt, anticipate, and develop in line with the changes of a market. So it's almost like an automatic mechanism. The third capability is dynamic capabilities. It's sort of linked to agility, but I give it a bit of a different twist. It refers to what we call a managerial operating system that supports people and management in a dynamic and knowledge-rich environment. It's kind of the mechanism that enables good management. Okay, dynamic capabilities are features with rules, routines, and tools that help us to better manage a company. They enable people to perform and get work done. They are kind of technical terms, but that's what explains better management here. Management design is a workbook for leaders to learn about these capabilities and make transformation to better management. Better management or the diagnostic mentoring book explains how to do that in detail. That's more a book for experts.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, thank you very much, Lucas, for answering all of my questions. I believe that's going to be really useful for many managers, executives, business leaders. So thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Don't forget to keep an eye on our social media at Lit Publishing on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and at Lit Business Media on LinkedIn for information about new books and podcasts with thought leaders such as Lucas.